We are back. It's Eagles 360, Dave and Glenn. We turn our attention now to our Santander Legend of the Week. And nobody fits that description better, I think, than Ike Reese, former Eagles linebacker, former Eagles Pro Bowl linebacker, now a staple in the sports media community here in Philadelphia. Ike, I guess let's start there. The transition from player to media member, now you hear the fans. What has that experience been like for you?
It's been everything I thought it would be when I, years ago, I thought about getting into this business when I first fell in love with listening to sports talk radio on WIP. I think it's a great emotional ride for people like myself. I consider myself to be a fan as well, and I've always enjoyed the interaction between quote-unquote analysts and the fans. I think that you get a raw, honest, emotional field reaction from this fan base. It's the reason why I love this fan base so much, and it makes the job fun to do. Now, we obviously have tough times when the teams aren't doing very well, and you got a lot of criticism being heaped upon players and coaches and front offices in this town. But I've always felt that just displays the level of passion this fan base has for its sports team in this town. I know it's a Northeast thing, Boston, New York, this Philly area, but I think no one does it like we do it here in the Delaware Valley.
So given that, and given the first week, you've been, well, Ike, you've now been part either as a player or as a broadcaster for almost 20 of these opening days. What does it mean just when a team wins the first game of the year here, as opposed to we're all going through this week with a loss?
It's huge. I mean, it's huge psychologically for everyone. I mean, Glenn, Dave, you guys have been around here a long time. Dave, you're from this area. So the difference between this city's emotional state and its mental state on Monday or Tuesday, based on whenever that team plays and whether they win or lose, I mean, it's 180 degrees away from each other. And so to get a win the opening week of the Eagles season is big time. It allows us to continue to believe that this is going to be our year. And I know every team in every NFL city feels that way at the beginning of the year. But I tell you, there are 16 cities that aren't very happy at the results of week one in the NFL. And there are 16 cities, which we are a part of, where we are elated about where our team is at, and we're happy to get off on a good start.
This week, it's Andy Reid on the other sideline once again, and we all know that you have a great relationship with Andy. The Chiefs opened the season in spectacular fashion, beating the New England Patriots. Typical of an Andy Reid team to come out of the gates smoking. Now he's got a mini bye week. We all know how good he is after a bye week. Big deal for you, Ike, number one, to play Andy Reid. Is that still a big story here? And then number two, how real are the Kansas City Chiefs?
Oh, yeah. And that's why it's still a real story. Now, if Andy was out there losing every game and it was on a hot seat, potentially being fired, it may not mean as much to us. But obviously having the winningest coach in team history over there doing well with another team, and not surprised at all. We know how fantastic of a coach he is, that he has the Kansas City Chiefs in contention year in and year out. And the way they got off to the season opener against New England, I think that surprised everyone, just how explosive Kansas City was. So we got a chance to watch that. Everyone did around the league. They looked like a different team. Alex Smith certainly looked like he's willing to put the ball down the field. Tyreek Hill, one of the most electrifying players in the league. They got our attention. They got our attention. And, I think it makes the game that much more meaningful, because we here feel that Andy has a good team out there. We know he's a good coach. And, you know, it's like you want to do well when you're going up against one of your exes. And that's our ex-coach. And we're bringing our team into town. There are a lot of storylines that connect each other. We did with the organization and the coaching staff. And coming out of there with a victory in a place that is very tough to get a win. Although, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, I think every time we've been out there, we won those games, right?
Yeah, only one loss out there in four games. This is the fifth time they've played at Arrowhead.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a tough place to get a win, and hopefully we can continue our little winning ways that we've had out there recently. But, yeah, I have no doubt about it, Dave. It's a big game for several reasons, and having Andy as the coach over there and his team looking like one of the better teams in the league right now, I think that makes it an even bigger game. Because guess what? We're going to game, and then we're going to get a portion of the fan base that says, boy, would you rather have Andy Reid as the head coach here still? So, you know, that's going to be a show topic.
All right, so let's stay with that just a little bit. Doug knows Andy, played for him, coached for him. You know both of these guys very well. Given that, two-part question. What is something that, as Doug develops as a coach, you really think he has or should take from Andy Reid? And maybe, Ike, an area where you think Doug should differentiate himself from Andy?
First thing I've noticed that he's taken from Andy Reid, and that's the personable relationships with the players. You know, and Andy found a way to build those sort of bridges with his players without being a former player or coming in with a impeccable resume, so to speak. He was a little bit of an unknown, but I think the way that he brought us together and the way that he led us, and he eventually became one of those player coaches where players just love to play for him. And he understands the importance of having those relationships with his players. You know, there's a fine line there between coach and player, but he still puts an emphasis on having that trust amongst his players and giving his players ownership of the team. So I recognized that early in Doug's coaching career, and I think that's going to carry him a long way. And then the thing that you would maybe want to see him sort of separate himself from with Coach Reid, I guess it would be
win a Super Bowl. Like,
they were obviously that, yes.
Sure.
Thanks for the help, Dave. Obviously, you wanted to go ahead and be the one who leads us to winning the Super Bowl. But I would even say this. I would say being a little flexible, right? being a little flexible in the way that you do things and the willingness to incorporate others with what you're doing, I think that's going to carry Doug a long way as well. I mean, you're talking about a little bit of different era of coaching from when Andy started with us. Even where Andy is at right now, he and Doug, in this era of football, I think coaches' approach to the game has to change a little bit. Players are certainly a lot more knowledgeable about the game of football, and not only that, they're also knowledgeable as to what they mean to the game of football. And so it's not like, you know, 20, 30 years ago when it was pretty much, you do it because I said do it. Nowadays, players want to know why you want me to do it that way, and coaches have to be willing to be able to explain themselves to a degree.
Ike Reese, we thank you for joining us so much on Eagles 360. Ike Reese, our Santander legend of the week.